This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roy Eats the World. Roy Eats the World Cup. We're going to kick your butt and then I'm going to shove your food right down my throat.
Roy Eats the World Cup, the soccer tradition to justify Roy talking about his favorite sport. In order to do it, we trade. The poor kid has to suffer in order to talk for about 40 seconds of the, is it the beautiful game? What do we call it? What is it, the world's game? It's soccer. And after the first Roy Eats the World Cup, they got about 8,000 views on Facebook Live, which we are now active on. The U.S. women's team won 13-0. They became international bullies to some, which is ridiculous. And now they're going to take on who on Sunday?
We're world power again, Sean, and they will be taking on Chile on Sunday, who is actually ranked three spots lower than Thailand in the FIFA Women's World Cup rankings.
They're worse?
They are ranked worse based on an aggregate score of points, point totals over the last two seasons. However, they did give Sweden a tough test in the first game. And I say a tough test, by that I mean they were outshot 26-5. And only one of those shots was on target. Sweden, though, needing two goals past the 82nd minute to wind up winning it. So Chile could provide something. I expect the USA to roll once
again. They're probably going to roll, and they're already making businesses suffer. In fact, a bar in Miami had to change its promotion after the last game, which said everyone gets a shot for every goal. And they had to give everyone in the bar 13 shots.
Oh.
So they had to change their promotion. So it probably won't happen this time. But they take on Chile. So thus, we are bringing in the foods of Chile for Roy to eat as Roy eats the World Cup. I've got my ingredients over here in my studio. Let me come in there and share them with you. First, some Chilean music. I'll be right there.
Now, Chop, you have blowout rules in the meantime.
Yes. Okay, so this happened. This was a 13-0 game. What can you do? Well, you could probably just pass the ball around. You don't have to do an odd man rush to score.
Well,
I don't know. Whatever.
I was fine with the goals. The celebrating, that was over the top.
All right, football. Blowout. Stop passing, right? It's pretty simple. You run the ball. You don't kick any more field goals. If you're in field goal range, you simply take a knee on fourth down. Baseball, we all know. You stop stealing. You stop bunting when you're up big.
Yep.
You don't do those kind of things. If you get a hit, you get a hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of the way it is. Basketball, we all dribble it out late. You know, you're not chucking threes as much.
Right.
There's not much you can do in basketball, though.
Right.
Basketball's a free-flowing game, kind of like soccer, kind of like hockey. You know, hockey, you clear the puck, you dump it in. You're not necessarily trying to score a ton. But in soccer, it's tough because it's a free-flowing game. Like, you just... You're not going to sit there and pass it out for the next 40 minutes, right?
Yeah.
I never had a huge problem with it, but I do think, you know, with football, it's pretty easy.
All right, so here we go. Roy Eats the World Cup. We are on Facebook Live right now, 105.3 The Fan Facebook page. Now, RJ, this is your blender since Sean dropped his,
yes,
quote-unquote, accidentally. So I'm going to hand you the ingredients. You can put them in yourself.
You can put them in.
I don't want to mess up your blender. All right, so here we go. This is what we need for Roy Eats the World Cup Chilean food. Now,
that's a badass blender, Chop.
It's a ninja.
That is nice.
I got it on Black Friday.
You didn't get yours stolen like Troy's did up here.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'll find that person. All right, here's
the
thing.
The blades on that thing.
Chilean food is really based on where Chile is, and that's right along the ocean. So a lot of seafood. You're thinking of like crab. You're thinking of lobster. You're also thinking of tuna.
Oh.
So we brought in some tuna. Now,
This isn't exactly Chilean tuna.
Always pick the stinkiest thing.
Oh, star-kissed. It's star-kissed. Not necessarily Chilean, but still.
Is that lemon pepper, though?
Is that tuna in a bag?
It's in a foil pack.
Roy likes the lemon pepper, though.
No, I've had it before. I don't love the lemon pepper tuna.
Oh, I thought that was powder, but that's juice.
Yeah, I don't love the lemon pepper
tuna. These things are great.
Delicious.
Okay.
Now, here's a shocking, shocking fact I did not know.
Chop, you need a bigger shirt to get around that nose.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Did you know that Chile is the world's largest producer of wine?
Oh,
really?
I had no idea.
I didn't know that either.
So I brought some wine in for Roy. Now, once again,
you a buzz on the air.
This is not Chilean wine, but it is in a like a box carton.
Oh, yeah, the black box wine.
The black box wine.
Okay.
I got you Merlot.
Dub, I give you permission to sip on that throughout the rest of the show if you'd like.
Oh, God.
The wine in and of
so
itself.
So we'll pour some wine in here with the tuna.
Okay. Hey. All right. Fish and wine go together.
You think that's enough right there?
Yeah. He screws up enough words. Just need to get
enough.
That drunk.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
Need the wine.
All right.
We got another 40 read to do.
Should be white wine with fish, but go ahead.
So as we're doing Roy Eats the World Cup on 105.3 The Fan and on Facebook Live, we've got the tuna.
I just got that fish joke.
We've got the wine. Now we have the unfortunate news.
The tuna wasn't the unfortunate part?
See, here's the thing. I texted Cindy, my wife, said, can you get some extra ingredients for me? I need some Chile food. Freaking autocorrect changed the E to an I.
Oh, no.
And she thought I meant chili food.
No.
So, sorry, Roy.
So you didn't bring that in because there's no reason for it to be here to begin with.
Well, I mean, we have to put something. So I got some good old Wolf Brand chili.
Oh, come on, man.
Disgusting. Oh, my God. Man, tuna and like chili and wine.
Tuna and chili and wine.
So I got some good old Wolf Brand chili. Shout out to Jane Slater and her family. No beans. Why would I put beans? That would be disgusting.
We've gone beyond what this was supposed to be.
Oh, dude, that looks like dog food.
We have gone beyond
what
this was supposed to be. At least put some Fritos in there so I feel like I'm...
Well, interestingly enough,
I don't have Fritos, but once again, Cindy, in freaking autocorrect, I asked for chile. She got chili. So I've got a...
There's got to be a pepper in here somewhere.
Yeah, I got some chili peppers.
Oh, my God!
Put some chili peppers in there.
Holy cow!
Those are the decorative kind.
Decorative.
Oh, they're going to be decorative in and out.
Yes. So here it is. Is that it?
That's it. Okay. We have tuna, wine, chili,
all right,
and chili peppers.
All right. Let's see how this blender works, Chop.
Now, at what point do we instigate...
It's got a lock on it.
At what point do we instigate... A blender rule for anybody that wants to talk, say, wrestling or golf, you know, things, minor tournaments and things like that. I think that would be a fair...
It's not a world event.
Fair trade-off. Olympics, perhaps.
Okay, Olympics, if Chop wants to do his Olympic sports, but that's not what we're doing right here.
Yeah, we're not doing that. So I guess I just turn this to the on position.
Yeah, you can do on, pulse, whatever.
That thing's a rocket ship.
Yeah, here we go. Let's see how loud this thing goes.
Well, that's some power.
Oh, yeah.
Like Tim the Tool Man.
It's like a lawnmower.
Look at that color. How would you describe
it? Keep it going. Let it go a little bit.
Give him a little more. Oh, my gosh. That doesn't smell as bad as the Thai food the other day.
Just let it run for just a minute.
Yeah.
Because the last time you gave it to me is really chunky.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah, I think
that
we're
is
good.
A great blender.
That is a very good blender. Those things don't play.
All right, so what do I do? Just
pick it up, and then you can...
Wait, why are you making me do it? It's your blender. You do it.
No, you can go ahead. You're in control of this entire thing.
Roy,
I'm not drinking that straight out of the blender, by the way.
I need a cup!
Yeah.
Oh!
We'll give you a little time to do that real quick.
Roy, in the meantime, I'm gonna put in for canceling this. I don't think...
This will be the final year, I think. Yeah, this will be the last year I have the stomach for. We'll have to do something else.
Yeah, I even mean after today. Like I can't watch this.
This is a bit much.
This is a little ridiculous. No. Like this is some KNC torture stuff.
I might trade off like a Roy Chambeau type of situation.
Sean's complaining that this is ridiculous until the Facebook Live hits or like 20,000.
20,000. Yeah, that was a great
bit. Do I have a Facebook Live bonus in my contract?
All right then. All right, so
here we go.
Get close to that because you're gonna see the chunkiness of it, and that's the most.
All right, Roy, go ahead and give us the pregame speech while they're pouring the puke into the cup. What do we need to know about Sunday? What would you like to say to the ladies after you inspire them to 13-0 in the opener?
Ladies, we did it together. All right. Game one was about you and me together and doing what we needed to do to prove to the world that we are back. All right. We are the reigning World Cup champions. And don't let people forget that. Because even though we had the slide in the Olympics, even though we lost to France in a friendly within the past calendar year, we still know that the powerhouse you are, and it showed itself when you took on Thailand in game one. Now, the Chileans. They gave Sweden fits. Yes, they only lost that game 2-0. Yes, Sweden didn't score their first goal until the 83rd minute. None of that matters. You still have what it takes to run away, and run away with it you will.
All right.
5-0 against the Chileans. The United States secure themselves a spot in the knockout stage after game two with this win, and then they can go into the game against the Swedes knowing that a tie secures the top spot in the group.
All right, let's secure it with a sip or four. Roy Eats the World Cup versus Chile. Facebook Live. Here we go. Dub. Trash can next to him. Don't even smell. Why would you smell it?
You know,
why would you sniff it first?
Because I think that's fair. It's only fair if you have to take in the
entire
thing.
You can do whatever you want. It just feels like that would mess with your mind first. But
it does.
Here we go.
It does. It's a mental mind field.
F. Yeah. Here we go.
To the ladies, USA, let's do it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Man, this isn't. This
is the wine.
This it's the wine?
The wine?
The wine is the part that makes it totally unbearable.
Unbearable?
The wine.
Man.
Oh, my God. It's so hot.
Well, that got you the good chili.
Oh, my God.
Is there a spice in there?
Oh, my God. You have no idea.
I'm going to Instagram this one, Roy. Make the second sip good.
Come on, Roy.
Last one.
Dude.
Hey, you want a 5-0 or you want a 15?
Chile. Chile from Chile.
Oh, man. Wow, that was chunky.
Oh, my God. That's bad.
Yeah, Roy! Way to go, baby!
Roy, it
doesn't feel that way.
Roy is the bad cat.
Oh, it's so hot.
And the seeds on the back of the throat.
You could see it.
Yeah. And now the problem is, Roy's no longer the one suffering. It's going to be the rest of us three. Because Sean gave him the green light to finish the wine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You want to sip on that wine throughout the rest of the show, I think you should be able to. That second was liquidy.
Dude, I can't. I don't want that wine.
That was liquidy. Roy Eats the World Cup Facebook Live on 105.3 The Fan. I think this can be the last one. I'm going to put in for it.
Wow.
Spittle is going to have to really convince him or give him some incentive. This is inhumane.
It's too much. It is inhumane. And we're an inhumane group of people, Sean and I.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.